In her book, Atlas of the Heart, Brené Brown describes hope as less of a warm and fuzzy feeling and more of a cognitive process, something that helps us understand and work through whatever situation we find ourselves. In hers and others' research, they discovered that we experience hope when we have three things. One, goals. We have the ability to set realistic and actionable goals. We can see ahead enough to plan for something in the future. Two, pathways. We're able to figure out a plan to achieve that goal, adapting and changing the path as needed. We can chart the course accordingly. A leads to B leads to C. And third, agency. We believe that we can actually get there. We have the willpower and capacity to get to where we want to go. According to Brown, these are the three tenets we need to experience hope. And I have to say, I agree with her. As I've mapped these onto my own life in the past few years, I see the link between these three things and my own experience of hope. But this also means that when these things are taken away from us, or we aren't able to think through them, that's when we experience hopelessness. When we are without goals, pathways, and agency, we are hopeless. This is where we find the two men on the side of the road in today's story. They weren't able to believe in a future. They are nameless and alone on the side of the road. This was the life they were given. And because of the way the world was set up, this was the life they would always have. There was no other future possible for them, no goals to make. They also couldn't see a path forward. They were blind, so they literally couldn't see what was before them, but they were also alienated from a community who could help lead them down a path forward. They were out of options for how to move forward and without anyone to help them. But maybe, worst of all, they had no agency. They were at the whims of social norms and a crowd who didn't want anything to do with them. They were beholden to this thing that had happened to their bodies, which pushed them to the edges to be invisible, unseen, and unheard. I imagine these two men were at the end of their capacity to hope, not because they didn't want to hope, but because they had hit the limits of what they could do. They had no control over their lives, how they were treated, where they stood, and they couldn't do anything about it. We know this experience too. We know what it's like to be on the side of the road, having used all of our best tools to find a way forward, but not any closer to feeling better or hopeful. You try to make a goal, something in the future that looks more positive than your present, but sometimes you aren't able to come up with a goal or think about the future because you're in survival mode and can barely get through the day. You're just trying to get to bed at night without another panic attack or more bad news or something falling through the cracks. You want to find a way forward, a path to follow that might lead you down a more promising road, but sometimes you aren't able to come up with a path forward because you have no capacity for creativity or thinking outside the box, and the world has trampled on every one of your ideas to get out of your situation. You want to use your agency and try everything in your power to change your circumstances, but sometimes the agency you long for, the agency you desperately need to have for your own life, is taken away from you. You find yourself at the whims of your body, doctors, lawyers, systems, bureaucracies, people who don't have your best interests in mind. So often, we hit the limits of what we can hope in because we hit the limits of ourselves. And we are humbled by the fact that our hope does not seem to come from within us. That's when these two men on the side of the road begin looking outside of themselves. They hear Jesus from a distance, getting closer and closer, and they shout to him as if they believe he might be able to help. "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." The crowd instantly tries to take this tiny bit of agency away from them, but it didn't silence them. They cry out again, this time even louder, "Have mercy on us, Lord, Son of David." Two hopeless men on the side of the road, without any way of changing their circumstances, crying out to Jesus, a man they don't know and have never met, all because they're desperate for someone to pick up where their capacity to hope leaves off. And Jesus does. He stops. He answers them. He asks them what they want. They respond, "For their eyes to be opened." Moved with compassion, Jesus touches their eyes and they are given back their sight. But more than that, they are invited to be followers of Jesus. They are welcomed into the crowd, the community, the group of disciples. They are no longer on the side of that road. In that one encounter with Jesus, they are given a future, a path forward, an agency. They are given hope, a hope that couldn't come from themselves. This story today happens to be the final story in Matthew before Jesus enters Jerusalem to be crucified. These guys, these newbie disciples on the side of the road, begin their story with Jesus at pretty much the worst time, at the end. They're not going to get any of the good stuff, no miracles, no healings, no mass teachings, none of it. Their entire story of following Jesus will be watching him be crucified, killed, and buried. Which sounds super hopeless. But what Jesus gave them that day on the road was not just the three tenets of hope. He also gave them sight. New sight. Sight to see differently. Sight to see that the cross might actually be God's response to hopelessness. Because what Jesus gives us on the cross and through his resurrection is the ultimate future, the ultimate goal of new life. He shows us a path forward that, yes, goes through the valley of the shadow of death, but leads us out onto the other side with the very person of God guiding us through it. And then God enters in as the agent to make this all possible when we cannot do it for ourselves. He takes our place. He bears it all when we are at the end of our capacity. These two men were given sight, not just to see the beautiful blue sky and the desert sand, but to see that what looks hopeless and without any way forward is actually what God turns into hope. They were brought along at the end of the journey because Jesus didn't just give them hope on that road for that day, but Jesus was going to give them a promise, A promise that their inability to hope was not a failure of their character or willpower, but an opening for God to act, for God to show up, for God to give us the only thing in which we can ever hope. And that is Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. It looks super hopeless, but we've been given new sight, sight to see that it is the only thing to which we can cling. At some point or another, you will find the limits of your ability to hope. You will not be able to see a future. You will not be able to will yourself to something new and good. You will be on the side of that road, crying out for someone to help, realizing it cannot come from you. And when you do, when you find yourself in the pit of hopelessness, Jesus will stop. He'll ask what you need. He'll give you new sight. He'll lead you down a path you would have never expected. He'll take on the entire burden of your suffering. He'll give you new life. And he'll take what looks like a dead end, what looks like hopelessness, and turn it into the only thing you will ever be able to count on. A hope, a God who will never, ever let you down. Thanks be to God.